You know how people say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Well, in aviation, that's just not an option.
True, true.
And that's what we're diving deep into today. How AI is like changing everything about how we keep planes in the air.
It's a fascinating area, definitely, especially with how much emphasis there is on making flying safe.
Exactly. So the source material for this deep dive is this article. It's from December 2023, Aviation Maintenance Magazine. All about AI and making flying safer. And get this, it's not even like some future stuff. It's happening right now.
Yeah.
But before we jump into the AI part, let's rewind a little.
Makes sense. It helps to, get how revolutionary AI is if you understand how aircraft maintenance itself has changed over time. I mean, we've gone from like wrenches and screwdrivers basically to these super complex computer systems, and it's only been like a little over a
I
century.
know, right? And planes are so much more complex too, right?
Absolutely. Take the Airbus A320, for example. It came out in the 80s. That was a big deal because it was the first commercial aircraft that had a fully digital fly-by-wire control system. So no more relying only on mechanical cables and hydraulics. It was all about digital signals that controlled the plane.
Okay, so I have to admit, I'm not an aviation expert or anything. So what's the big deal about fly-by-wire and how it like changed how maintenance is done?
Oh, it's a huge deal. It's like comparing using a rotary phone to like using a smartphone. Suddenly, you've got this whole different level of complexity in the plane's systems. And because of that complexity, maintenance had to evolve too. It wasn't just about fixing mechanical parts anymore, you know what I mean? It was more about diagnosing and troubleshooting these complex computer systems.
So that shift to digital systems, that's what really made way for AI to come in. And what is AI doing in aviation maintenance, like specifically?
Well, it's affecting pretty much every single part of it, really. Take something like MRO, for example. That stands for maintenance, repair, and overhaul. Now, imagine some AI software analyzing tons of data from sensors, flight logs, maintenance records, everything. And it's using that data to predict when a part might break before it even becomes a problem.
Wait, hold on. So it's like it can tell the future of when a part might fail.
Basically, yeah. We call that predictive maintenance. And while it's not a brand new idea, it actually kind of started back in the 60s and 80s using things like flight data recorders. AI takes it to a completely different level. Because AI can analyze so much data way faster than any human ever could, it gives us this level of accuracy and being able to see problems before they happen that we've never had before.
Okay, so predictive maintenance, what else is AI doing?
Inspections. That's another good one. We're talking AI vision systems. They can like inspect engines and airframes with like better than human accuracy.
Better than human. You mean like even better than the most experienced inspector?
It's actually kind of incredible. Think about a tiny crack on a blade in the engine. Something a human eye could easily miss, especially since there are thousands of parts in an aircraft engine. These AI systems, they use cameras, sensors, all that, to capture images of every single nook and cranny, and then analyze those images to find any defects that we might not be able to see.
Whoa. Okay. So this is like seriously changing the game when it comes to safety then. So you're not just relying on like scheduled maintenance, you're finding the problems before they even have a chance to become dangerous.
Exactly.
So it's safer, more efficient. What's the catch? There's got to be something, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, no technology is perfect, obviously. But the really cool thing is that AI can actually help us deal with some of those challenges. Like, take supply chain management, for instance. One of the biggest headaches for airlines is making sure they have all the right parts in the right place at the right time.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially if a plane is stuck on the ground somewhere waiting for a specific part.
Yeah.
Delays are the worst.
Tell me about it. And that's where AI can really come in handy. So by, analyzing all the data from past maintenance, flight schedules, even like weather patterns, AI can actually predict which parts are going to be needed and where, so the airlines can be smarter about their inventory and cut down on those delays as much as possible.
Wow. So instead of just like guessing or using old data, you've got AI crunching all the numbers and making sure those parts are ready to go even before anyone knows they need them. That's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And speaking of amazing, one area that really blew my mind was how they're using AI to actually train like the next generation of, aviation technicians.
Oh, yeah. The article mentioned something about virtual reality, right? Like using those VR headsets to like simulate what it's like to actually work on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. And not just VR, augmented reality is a big one too. Imagine this. You put on a pair of those AR glasses and boom, suddenly you're looking at like a jet engine. But not just any jet engine, it's got these holographic overlays showing you exactly where everything is, how it all works, even like step-by-step instructions on how to do repairs.
Get out of here. It's like having X-ray vision and a repair manual built into your glasses.
Mm.
I mean, even if you're like a really experienced mechanic, I bet that would be useful if you need to, you know, refresh your memory on a specific thing, or if you need to learn about a new type of engine.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. And that's what's so great about it. It's not about replacing the human technicians. It's about giving them the tools and the knowledge to do their jobs even better and safer.
I love it. So this all sounds amazing, but are these like real things? I mean, are there actually airlines out there using this stuff today?
Oh yeah, definitely. This isn't some like futuristic fantasy. It's happening right now. The article mentioned a few different companies that are leading the way with this whole AI revolution. Airbus, for example, they have this cloud-based platform that collects just mountains of data from their planes during flights, like everything. Engine performance, fuel consumption, even like tiny variations in, you know, how the flight controls are being used.
Wow, that's like an insane amount of data. What do they do with all of it?
They feed it all to their AI algorithms, and by analyzing it all, Airbus can pick out these subtle patterns, things that might be off, even before the plane's own systems know there's a problem.
So it's like they've got like AI detectives constantly looking for clues that something might be wrong. That's so cool. What about other companies? Anyone else doing anything interesting with AI and aviation?
Rolls-Royce, they're doing some really cool stuff too. They developed an AI-powered inspection system specifically for aircraft engines, and it's a game changer. It uses high-resolution cameras, AI algorithms to analyze images of the engine components, and can find these teeny tiny defects that a human inspector would probably never see.
So you're telling me these AI inspectors, they don't need coffee breaks, they don't get distracted, they never miss a thing. Sign me up. But seriously, how much of a difference is this technology actually making?
A huge difference. Rolls-Royce says their system can cut down inspection times by up to 75%. That's insane, both in terms of like getting things done faster and saving money.
75%? You're kidding. It's like going from a snail to like a race car in terms of how fast they can do inspections now.
Exactly. And all that benefits everyone who flies, because faster inspections means fewer delays and, you know, potentially even safer skies.
Okay, yeah, the benefits make sense. I'm sold. But what about just like how many people are actually using this? How common is it for airlines to use AI now? Is this like the standard, or is it still like a small thing?
It's becoming the standard for sure, and fast too. The article I read, it said that something like 70% of airlines have already started using AI in some way, and almost 90% of their tech budgets are going to be going towards AI by the end of this year.
Wow, 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty clear sign that the industry is all in on AI. It's amazing to think about, you know. It seems like AI is going to completely change the way we fly in the future.
It already is. I mean, think about it. Just a few decades ago, the idea of like a computer telling us when a plane part was going to fail, that seemed like, I don't know, Star Trek stuff. And now we're talking about AI that can not only predict those failures, but like help prevent them, streamline maintenance, make supply chains more efficient, even like help train new mechanics. It's amazing.
It really is. But it makes you wonder, with all this AI stuff happening, what's next? Like, what does the future hold for AI and aviation?
That's a million-dollar question, right? And I don't have a crystal ball, unfortunately. But I think it's pretty safe to say that we're really just getting started.
Okay, so what do you think? What are some things we might see down the road? What could AI do for aviation in the, like, next few years, you think?
Well, imagine a world where planes are, like, even smarter than they are now. We're talking aircraft that can actually diagnose problems and maybe even like repair themselves while they're in the air, using AI to like look at the data from all their sensors and make adjustments in real time.
Wait, hold on. Planes fixing themselves in the air? That sounds like something out of a movie.
I know, right? But think about it. If an AI system knows about a problem before it even really becomes a problem, why couldn't it, you know, just take care of it, especially if it's something small? It could be as simple as like changing how much fuel is being used, or I don't know, routing power to a different system.
Okay, yeah, that's wild. What about, like, the environmental impact of flying? Is there any way AI could help make air travel, you know, better for the environment?
Totally. Actually, it's already happening to a point. Airlines are using AI now to plan the best flight paths, to save fuel, which, of course, means fewer emissions.
So they're, like, finding the fastest routes, using tailwinds, things like that.
Exactly. But it's bigger than just one flight, even. AI could be used to make air traffic control way more efficient overall, which would mean less congestion and a more efficient system.
That would be incredible. Fewer delays, less fuel burned, while planes are just sitting there. It's a win-win.
Exactly. And if you think about the long term, AI could even help us develop completely new kinds of aircraft. Mm. Planes that are designed from the ground up with AI in mind from the very beginning. That could mean way better fuel efficiency, fewer emissions, maybe even quieter engines.
So it sounds like AI has the potential to make flying not only safer and more efficient, but also better for the environment, maybe even more comfortable for passengers eventually.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole area so exciting. It's not about just like small improvements here and there. It's about completely changing how we think about aviation and like what role it plays in the world.
Well, I'm feeling a lot better about the future of flying after this deep dive. How about you? It seems like AI has a lot to offer, and it can really like take aviation to a whole new level, both literally and figuratively, I guess.
I definitely agree. It's really amazing to see what humans can do. You know, we not only figured out how to fly, but now we're making it safer, more efficient, more sustainable for like generations to come. It's pretty great.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So to everyone listening, next time you're on a plane, take a second to like think about all the amazing technology that's making your flight possible. Technology is making it safer, smoother, and thanks to AI, even more futuristic than ever before.